As the impact of Hurricane Harvey continues, the images during and after the storm brought feelings of sadness and helplessness to many people. Fortunately, it brought out desires to overcome those challenges and become a driving force and strength for others within other people. That's what my next guest reported on, as the people in Houston and throughout Texas, as well as the nation, reached out to help the citizens of Texas. And well, people call them the victims of Harvey. I think it's more fair to call them the survivors of Harvey. It's a spirit which no doubt will continue to be a foundation for not just the days, but the months and even years ahead. With us now to share what she saw is a staff writer for The Stream, a resident of Dallas, Texas, Liberty McGarter. How are you today, Liberty?
Doing great, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
And stream.org is where you can read Liberty's story, which is entitled Houston, Heroes in Houston, See How Local Heroes Are Saving Lives and How You Can Help, which we'll get to both those elements in a second. But geographically, I mentioned that you were in Dallas. How far into the hot zone did you get to see some of this stuff?
Well, I haven't actually been down there. I do have a lot of friends that have gone down there. A lot of reporters from the North Texas area have gone down, and so I've been collecting a lot of reports from the people who are on the ground, and so I'm hoping to be able to go down there now that hopefully roadways are opening and it's more accessible. But I've just seen a lot of great, encouraging stuff from people who are, you know, had hooked up their boats whenever rescues were still going on to go down there and help people who are stranded on their rooftops, people organizing, trucks loaded with supplies to take down there to the evacuees. And we've had evacuees start coming up to Dallas as well and getting them the supplies that they need. So the effort going on with Texans helping each other has been really, really inspiring.
You have to think about this too, just the magnitude of anywhere between 40 and 52 inches of rain, buildings that were never designed, roads that were never designed, bridges never designed to withstand this. There were no instruction books on what to do when this happened. I mean, you had just common sense had to really guide a lot of these people. And as you write in your article, Heroes in Houston, just sheer guts.
Exactly. I mean, this is an unprecedented event. They've said it's been, you know, the most rain and the biggest tropical storm in the continental U.S. in history. So I think for a lot of people, instinct just kind of kicked in. It was about, people helping their neighbors once they got to safety, trying to help their neighbors get to safety. It was about this unity of spirit that a lot of Texans share and Americans as well. I mean, there were police departments coming down from New York. There were people sending kayaks from Michigan, the Cajun Navy from Louisiana, and people coming from other states as well with their boats. Just, first responders needed help, and so everyone was just doing what they could. It was about survival. And so, that's what kicked in and enabled these people to try to save as many lives as possible.
As we go along here with Liberty, I want to just give you a few of the many ways, the legitimate ways you can help the survivors of Harvey. And I always say if you can find a legitimate local organization, that's the direct pipeline to help the people. And one of the best would be the United Way Greater Houston Flood Relief Fund. You can go to unitedwayhouston.org. We have all this info at our website, too. unitedwayhouston.org/flood. Or you can text UWFLOOD to 41444. Text UWFLOOD to 41444. That's a direct line of local help through the United Way Greater Houston. You can help the survivors of Hurricane Harvey through those means. You mentioned the boats too. I mean, it's sort of like, again, just one of those ideas where it's not a policy, but someone looked in their whatever was left of their backyard or their trailer and said, "Hey, I got a boat. I could do something with that." And just the sheer number of people, you've looked at some of this. What were main streets, but it would look more like Venice in downtown Houston. And all you saw were boats after boats after boats rescuing people.
Right. And I think that just kind of is an example to us all. I mean, a lot of these people, they just, like you said, they took what they had and they went out to help. And I think, you know, sometimes we think, I can't help, I can't do anything. But these people, they didn't let that hesitancy get in the way. It was about, you know, what do I have? What can I contribute? And it was all hands on deck. Law enforcement, military, civilians, men, women, children. It was everybody doing what they could. You had a group of high school boys, 15 years old, woke up one day, their house was flooded, but they had a boat. So they were like, okay, let's go save our neighbors. And they went up and down neighborhoods answering calls for help. And so that's the kind of spirit that gets that is going to get us through in this time. And I hope that we'll continue to see that kind of help. You know, the waters are starting to recede now, but I think a lot of people are still going to be needed down there just to help the city rebuild at this point.
Yeah, there's so much of the aftermath still a mystery as far as the shape and the condition of homes and buildings, hospitals, how to restock. Any place for food obviously has to start from round zero, because anything they had, fast food, supermarkets, any source of supply, of day-to-day supplies, they have to get rid of everything and start from scratch all over again. The roads, the infrastructure, how much is damaged, how much, you know, you don't want to wish anything bad, but how many sinkholes are going to start to form?
Right. I mean, it's unpredictable. And I mean, you already had, there was a chemical plant there and there were explosions. You know, and that's just one scary thing, because, you know, it was flooded and the generators and the electricity went out. And so you have all these chemicals interacting with each other. And so there's all kinds of unforeseen dangers and challenges that lie ahead. But something that Mike Pence said yesterday, he visited Texas with his wife, and he said, I know that the challenges ahead are going to be great, but the people of Texas and their resolve and the American people who will be helping them is greater still. And I think that's been the attitude carrying everybody through, especially down in Texas and in the Southeast region, is that, okay, Harvey, you've met your match. Yeah, this is going to be challenging for years to come, but this is something that we're going to get through by continuing to help each other. And I would just say, you know, all of the rescues couldn't have happened, and all the rebuilding won't be able to happen without not just government assistance, but neighbors helping neighbors.
Talking with Liberty McArthur, who for the stream has written the article with video and a lot of the positive that has come in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, Heroes in Houston, which you see at stream.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Another way to help, too, if you want to, you talk about, so Liberty mentioned how people are getting together and helping. If you want to join in on the online party J.J. Watt's doing from Houston, Texas. I mean, here's a guy who started a You Caring fundraising page. I think he started off with a goal of $500,000. Then it was $1 million, then five, then 10. Now they're zeroing in on, I think, going for $15 million right now. You can jump on that online at youcaring.com, and there's a banner at the top page that will take you right to J.J. Watt's specific fundraising page. So you can join in on that if you want to donate to the Salvation Army. They're a strong force down there, disaster.salvationarmy.org, or you can text STORM to 51555. STORM, you text STORM to 51555. That's another way that you can help. You know, Liberty, too, I think there's life lessons that come from every tragedy, strange thing to say, but you think of the strength, determination, and how people are shaking off losing everything and say simply, well, it just means we have to start over again. And you think, how many people do we see that think their lives are ruined because their car doesn't start, their computer locked up, or they can't find their phone? I mean, it's time to get a proper balance, I think, on life. And the people in the area where Hurricane Harvey hit are going to be great teachers for the rest of the world.
Definitely. It's a reality check and a perspective check. And you just, you know, I'm in the Dallas area, like you said, but I'm just, you know, a few hundred miles north of Houston. So to think of this metroplex region where I am, just if it was completely destroyed and there were houses with water, you know, basically covering them, and then you have nothing left, that just is like, okay, I'm not going to complain as much today about the little things that go wrong.
Then, of course, you mentioned law enforcement, the heroes, the EMTs, the firefighters, the police. There was the ultimate tragedy, an officer who tried as best as he could to get to work and couldn't make it to the floodwaters. His patrol car was swept away and he lost his life. And that was after his wife was pleaded with him not to go in. And he saw the duty and he was going to go in. Unfortunately, he didn't make it, but fortunately many others did. And there was that the preacher that you wrote about, too, that was going through the car deep waters. I saw that video. I'm thinking, you know, that's one of those things where you're doing something, you catch a glance of something on the TV screen. Did I just see what I thought I saw?
Right.
And it was
him. I mean, so many instances of just self-sacrifice, you know, putting others before your own and even your own safety, and, you know, tragic deaths like the police officer. Another one is they found a mother. She had drowned, but her toddler girl was clinging onto her body, and her mother saved her life, even though she ended up dying. And that was just, you know, there are, unfortunately, you know, the death toll is rising, but a lot of these people, they die trying to save their loved ones, or like this police officer trying to save others.
One more way, one of the many ways you can help, too, is through AmeriCares. They take care of medicine and supplies to get that to survivors. AmeriCares.org is a website where you can make a donation, as well as Catholic Charities at CatholicCharities.org. We have a list over at our website. You can look around. Be careful, because there are scam artists out there. Everything from organizations that keep 90 cents of the dollar to people setting up false celebrity-endorsed situation. So check out before you give away money to make sure that what you're giving is going to get to where the work needs to be done. And be sure to go over to stream.org to read Liberty's story, because it is the positive that is overcoming the negative, and that's certainly Heroes in Houston that demonstrates that. You can find that at stream.org. Liberty McGarter, thanks so much for shining the light on the heroes of Houston. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thanks, Chris. It's been great.